boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I had a coworker yesterday come up to me and be like, listen, I'm overwhelmed. I need you to take a tech call for me. Because you kind of know what's going on. I'm like, first of all, do I? Do I ever know what's going on? But yeah, sure, I'll help you out. Absolutely.
Sometimes those tech calls can go on and on and on and on.
And can make you feel stupid.
They do.
You know, because
they're like, have you tried printing? And you're like, I think I did, didn't I? I don't remember.
Yeah, it makes you question everything. And they were like, here's the thing. The guy you're going to talk to maybe can come off a little harsh, a little cold, a little mean. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I appreciate the heads up because I feel like tech type calls or support calls are stressful as is.
Yeah.
Appreciate the heads up, but I'll be okay. Okay. I got thick skin. I think I can handle it. I talked to the guy and I'm like, we got along just great. I didn't have answers. He didn't really tell me if I answered his questions. He just was like, okay, that's all I need. Thanks, Taylor. And I'm like, okay, we had a great time. I think we're friends now.
Taylor, it's because of who you are.
Because I am that person, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I like how you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't even know. He wasn't even harsh. It's because you got two people who've got, like, no souls at all talking to each other. You guys didn't even notice it at all. However, that same conversation happened to me. And I even got a heads up. I still would have ended that phone call bawling my eyes out because I took it way too personal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you took that phone call. You guys were a perfect match.
Next time I'll slide it over to you just fun experiment.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Scooter Braun is back at the scene of the crime.
Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh.
I mean,
Justin Bieber?
No.
I can't remember who else. Katy Perry. Does he manage Katy Perry?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay.
He's managed a lot of people. And in the last couple of years, he has quickly made himself into public enemy number one, obviously with the Taylor Swift thing. And then following that, a lot of people have dropped him as a manager, including Justin Bieber. But today we're talking about Victoria Justice.
Oh, yeah.
From Victorious.
Was she also on iCarly?
No.
Oh, never mind.
She was the main girl in Victorious
with
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a lot of singing on that show on Nickelodeon. And I've heard people say before, like, God, she was a really good performer. She almost was like the old school Olivia Rodrigo.
It won't happen.
Let me tell you, because it's starting to resurface here in 2025. So, Victoria Justice is alleging that Scooter Braun and his team sabotaged her music career. He started doing that in 2013. She was going to come out with a debut album of her own about the same time that Ariana Grande was doing the same thing. And he canceled it. He sabotaged it because he had other clients like Ariana Grande who he wanted to succeed more. So this cost her record deal. She lost it. She lost a ton of money. She claims that Scooter and another party, which is allegedly Dan Schneider, it started a smear campaign against her to ruin her career. Because I don't know if you remember back in that day, people really pit her and Ariana Grande against each other. And this comes after years of people being like, Scooter Braun ruined her music career. Like, she could have been a pop girly right next to Ariana Grande. So she has just recently released Love Zombie, which was the original lead single to her album that was supposed to come out in 2013. She took a page out of Taylor Swift's book. She bought back the rights of that music, re-recorded it, and has put it out now, 12 years later, to get back.
Well, I'm listening to it. I just want to say screw you to Scooter Braun.
Well, that man can't catch a break because honestly, he's doing diabolical things.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just listen to it. Say screw you to Scooter Braun. I love when we do that.
I'm glad you're so down.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Can you believe it's already time for Stuff the Wagon for the third year? With Those Girls in the Afternoon broadcasting live in the trunk of our vehicle.
all this for our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. It's one of our favorite things to do every holiday season to take care of them, because they also get really busy and have an influx of even more animals that need, obviously, to feel good and warm and cozy this holiday season. And we're also very competitive, meaning we would like to top the last 2 years.
Absolutely. So we need to go big. Or we're not going home.
No, there's no choice. I don't have a home.
So we need your help with this year's Stuff the Wagon presented by Zio Giannos, which means if it's presented by Zio Giannos, we're going to be at Zio Giannos this year.
Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, we're going to be in three different locations. So you get to pick whatever works best, or if you want to come out to all of them, period queen, as you should.
You better be stocking up on that garlic bread.
Don't even tempt me. I've already been thinking about it. We're kicking it off on Monday, November 10th. So, yes, it's a little bit early to get ahead of the holiday craziness. And that's going to be at the Marion location.
And then after that, we're going to be in Iowa City. So we've never been near you. We're excited to get closer
Hello.
To you this holiday season to make it a little bit easier for you. We're going to be at the Iowa City Zio Giannos. That will be on November 17th, the 24th, and we'll also be there on December 1st as well.
And then the last week, we're wrapping things up on Monday, December 8th, here in Cedar Rapids at their Southwest Side location. Again, we're going to be out there 3 to 7 at all of those stops live in the trunk of the Z1 2.9 station wagon.
Taking your donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. You can check out the wish list now at KZIA.com or the free Z1 2.9 app.
I'm back at it again. Back to my no good deeds of sending people TikToks in my sleep and humiliating myself. I told you earlier this week that I have this problem. I fall asleep scrolling on TikTok because it's the only way I can fall asleep. And apparently, as I'm like becoming unconscious, my finger slips and I send random TikToks to random people. I was doing it to a girl I went to college with, and she never answered them because they were like a grocery haul and something weird.
She thinks you're weird now.
Now, I have been trying to be better. It's not working.
What? You try to be better? I don't believe it.
Yeah. So I got home yesterday and noticed that I had a TikTok DM from my boyfriend, Curly, which normally he just texts me TikToks. So I was like, this is a little weird. And it's him just saying, nice. I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? I forget about it and don't answer. And then later he goes, why did you send me that TikTok of a girl reviewing a lip liner? And I said, I'm sorry, what? He goes, yeah, that's what I said, nice. Like, you sent me that, and I just said, nice. And I was like, oh, my God, I did it again. Here I am. So then I asked, did you watch the whole video waiting for it to make sense?
Stop.
And he said, yeah, kinda. And then I just was trying to be supportive and said, nice.
All right, Curly. Listen, Taylor, shut your ears. Curly, listen up.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, I can relay the
TikTok
message.
They go, if you work at, like, I don't know, Walmart, this is for you. If you don't, you can keep on scrolling.
Yeah.
Things like that. Okay. If you are Curly, keep on listening. If you're Taylor, keep on scrolling.
Scroll away.
Curly, listen up. I need you to buy that lip liner for Christmas and give it to Taylor as a freaking joke. Maybe she'll learn a freaking lesson for once. That would be hysterical. This man needs to do that. That would be the funniest thing on the face of the earth.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be upset about a lip liner. It looked nice.
Nice.
I must have liked. Yeah, thanks.
I know what you're thinking. Why on earth is Neighbor Man still with Destiny? That guy gets put through it a lot. I think about that sometimes, too, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to deal with mandatory fun this weekend.
That's always a great start.
I'm forcing him to go to a haunted house with me. I haven't been in a couple of years. I don't really know if it's his thing, but we're going to do it.
What do you mean you don't know if it's his thing? Does he like scary movies and stuff?
I don't know. We don't really.
What do you mean you don't know?
He doesn't watch like scary movies. The only thing that we watch that's scary, and I should put that in quotes, is like Only Murderers Wednesday and what's that other show you make me watch, Stranger Things.
Oh yeah,
that's it. We don't watch scary. We don't go out of our. We don't watch blood, gory, murder. We don't do that.
Okay.
He tends to like to like, maybe is not the great word. He'll sit down and watch the rom-coms with me. He likes Emily and Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He likes those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't really know if haunted houses are his thing. He's never said, hey, babe, let's go. It's always been me.
Interesting.
So I talked him into it. He's going to be off a little early on Saturday. I said, this is our time to shine. So we're going to do it. And I'm really excited. Except for I'm probably the worst person to take to a haunted house because I do swear every other word. And it's the worst when there's kids there. I apologize. Parents, your kids are going to hear things they shouldn't hear.
Mm-hmm. What's he going to do? What is he going to do?
Hold my hand the whole time.
Well, are you going to like record it or something?
Should I?
Maybe. And then like, we should have a swear jar.
Oh, man. Someone's going to end up being rich when I get through that.
I don't know who is going to get the money, but I think it potentially could be
lots of money.
Like winning the lotto.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Did you hear that?
What?
The train.
Okay, I thought I heard a train, but I couldn't quite tell if it was just things in my head or if it was really...
No, it's really there. This time it is. Anytime I hear a train anywhere I'm at, doesn't matter, I immediately am like, how many people are stuck? Mm. Who's late to that doctor's appointment?
If you don't know where the... good point. If you don't know where the Z102.9 radio station is, well, we're not really good at directions, but what we can tell you is that we're between Wilson Avenue and 33rd. And if you know where the Wilson Avenue train is, that one is the worst one in town. You have to go slow because it's ba-bump, ba-bump, you know? If you're a newbie in town and you don't
know
it.
Pop a tire on that real quick.
Uh-huh. You'll hit your head on the ceiling and have a concussion for like 6 weeks.
And then if you don't make it and the train keeps coming, just be prepared. It'll slowly creep up. And then it's going to stop in the middle of the track. And then it's going to back up. And then it's going to go forward. And then back. And then forward. And then you sit there for 45 minutes.
No, I do fear that there are some people who sit there during our entire show. Welcome.
Oh, my God. Please let us know if that's you. I'm so sorry.
We'll keep me entertained while you sit at that train on Wilson Avenue.
Yeah. The ones who get it, get it. If you have someone in your home or in your relationship who's obsessed with a certain sports team and they lose, that it just ruins everything at home. And that was the case at my house last night, to the point that I have decided to write an open letter to the Minnesota Vikings, who my boyfriend Curly is a big fan of. So if you didn't know, they were losing last night and they ended up losing. So may I take it away? Dear Minnesota Vikings.
Skull.
Oh, don't even. I write to you today not as someone who's forced to watch football, but as a humble civilian caught in the emotional crossfire of your Thursday night choices. I am writing to beg, no, plead, that you consider the ripple effects of your losses on innocent bystanders like me. Every time you fumble, miss a tackle, or allow your quarterback to get sacked, my boyfriend's soul leaves his body. The man I love, usually gentle, funny, capable of joy, transforms into a creature of pure existential despair. Dinner plans ruined. Conversations short and haunted. Hope gone. You hold his happiness, our happiness, in your gloved hands. When you win, he smiles again. He laughs. He cleans the kitchen without being asked. It's like the sun comes out and the birds start singing Skull in perfect harmony. But when you lose, the house becomes a tundra of despair, lit only by the cold glow of his phone while he doom scrolls through hate tweets. So Minnesota Vikings, I am begging you for the sake of love, for the sake of sanity, please win, not for your record, not for the glory, but for me. With the deepest desperation and a frozen casserole of hope.
What?
Taylor. P.S. If you get blown out again, I will personally mail the U.S. Bank Stadium a 10,000-page scrapbook of my boyfriend's tears. Do not test me.
I have so many questions. Well, where's this? What? Why is there a cold casserole?
Of despair.
Oh. Are these just like Taylor Swift kind of lyrics?
Well, yeah, I had to make it like artsy.
And then I had to figure out why there was a scrapbook of tears.
I don't know. 10,000 pages that are tear-stained.
You know what? No, what you should do is you should take pictures of him secretly when he's throwing a little toddler tantrum.
I'm saying!
And then send it to the Minnesota Vikings with a very, like, Karen kind of letter. And be like, this is what I have to deal with when your team loses. Figure it out. Have they ever thought about hiring a woman as a coach? Just saying.
Whoa.
What?
I don't know. That's a whole different letter that I need to draft
up,
I think.
I'm just saying, because a woman would know to not let them fail because she'd have to go home. Because
she's ruining everybody else's lives.
We got the Dancing with the Stars bracket here with a couple of our coworkers where we compete to figure out who we think is going to get eliminated each week. And now we'd like to offer another bracket. This one, Finding Mr. Christmas. If you're new and you don't know what the show is, it's basically like, I think six men compete each week to figure out if they're going to be the new leading man in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
The next Hallmark hottie.
There you go. You see, hit it to a T and she don't even like the Hallmark channel.
Mm-hmm.
You actually talked about this last year in a Trending with Taylor story. I ended up watching it. I became hooked. My boyfriend, neighbor man, hooked. We got a notification on the app that we use for our Dancing with the Stars bracket that there's now a bracket for Finding Mr. Christmas.
Yep.
And it's back on Monday. Neighbor man wants to do it. I want to do it. You're down.
I'll do it.
We just got to get Curly in.
Yeah. The man loves to sports bet.
Okay,
it's going to be getting him to vote on which hottie he thinks. Mm-hmm. I think he's just going to be like, this is so stupid. But
perfect.
I mean, I do too, but I'm going to do it.
So you said we got to game plan this all up before you present it to Curly.
And yeah.
Force him into it.
Yeah.
So I really kind of challenged my boyfriend, neighbor man, into thinking, how is this all going to go down? And he really thought about it. Here's his plan. Mm. This could go one of many different ways. We could do the bracket and it's everyone fend for themselves, right?
Mm.
So whoever's the top of the leaderboard wins, mm-hmm. right? Or we could do teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now this could be you and Curly build a team and mm-hmm. then you just have to decide who...
Together,
who you think's going to win. And then me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, are going to have to decide. Or that team could also be that you guys both still have the app. And then at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who's at the top of the leaderboard. It really just matters who has the most points overall.
Oh, that makes combined, sense. Yeah.
Or his other option is boys versus girls.
Mm.
So it's the men versus the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Where whoever wins... He said one of the options of winning could be the boys get to game.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
And I said, I hate that. How long? He goes, as long as we want. I said, that is so stupid.
Diabolical.
I said, okay, bet you guys don't get to game for a whole month.
Wow.
He didn't like that option.
No, I don't know if he'll agree if he hears that. I'm serious.
Okay, well, should we narrow it down to a week? Is that a little bit more doable? 2 days?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say for... A specified amount of time, and I won't tell him.
What I had suggested was that, okay, fine. Then we have, Taylor always wants, like, coloring night with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Right? So maybe we get to, if the team wins, maybe we do girls versus guys. If we win, the girly pops win, mm-hmm. we get what we want. You get the coloring night with mm-hmm. your boyfriend, and he has to buy dinner, and you've got to watch a movie that you want to watch, mm-hmm. right? Same thing with us. If the boys win, they get to do whatever the heck they want. Maybe we buy them dinner and then it's gaming night.
No!
I know. I don't know. What do you think?
Really good options. I just need to gauge who he wants to be competitive with. Mm-hmm. Does he want to go against me? He has seen. I get fired up about my Dancing with the Stars bracket, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's always like, wow, babe, this is what sports betting's like.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to want to team up with me after seeing my fiery,
little
competitive
attitude.
Spirit,
yeah. uh-huh.
or if he's going to want to go against it, because I could see either.
I'm excited. So you're going to have to present all of this to mm-hmm. him, and the show starts on Monday, which means we have to do brackets
mm-hmm.
Monday. So you're going to have to come back to the table and tell us how this is all going down.
Mm-hmm. Can I name our bracket, by the way?
No, I'm very...
Hallmark hotties. I liked that. Can we stick with it, please?
Wait, who's the hottie? All of us?
Yes. Okay. The participants.
Let them go! And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
End zone.
On Z102.9.
Okay, I got something right. I know we're playing Minnesota. The next thing I'm going to hopefully get correct is that it's a home game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a question on
and
football trivia.
And I do
trivia,
know.
But.
Wait a minute. I think it's a blackout game. Is it correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, my God. I only know because my mom was panicking.
Guys, I'm psychic. No, I just...
Well, just good guesses.
Or you just, like, went online and saw, like...
Yeah, I was tip-tap typing.
Things.
Posts and stuff on it, yeah. Question one, and it is a mix of unhinged and actual real questions.
Okay.
But, Minnesota is known as the land of 10,000 what? Lakes, deer, pigs, or Minnesotans?
One, uno, A. It's lakes.
It's lakes.
I knew that one.
It's lakes.
I think that's on their license plate, is it not?
It is, actually.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that.
Land,
oh,
10,000
my
lakes.
God, I'm so yeah. good today.
Wow. How much does the Floyd of Rosedale trophy weigh?
Oh, I'm out.
Is it 80 pounds, 88 pounds, 90 pounds, or 98 pounds?
Is it the same weight as the one in your office?
No, actually, it's not. That one's much lighter. Still heavy, but much lighter.
If it's half the weight of yours,
80. I'll go 98.
98's right.
What okay, because it's always like multiple of them hauling yeah. that thing around.
You need like four or five of the big guys to, mm-hmm. to carry that.
It's a big 98 pig.
98 pounds of fake pig on a statue that they hand out after a football game. Question three. Which of the following is not a Minnesota-based business?
What?
Target, Best Buy, 3M, or Quaker Oats?
What is 3M?
They make like Post-it notes and stuff.
Quaker Oats.
Yeah, Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats is right.
Target is in...
Target is Minnesota.
Yeah,
Best
I
Buy
didn't
is
know
Minnesota.
That. Yeah.
Question four, last one. What is the name of Minnesota's gopher mascot? Is it Greg, Gabe, Goldie, or George?
Goldie?
It's Goldie.
It's Goldie.
Goldie yeah, the gopher.
Goldie gopher, yeah. You guys both sweep it?
No, she got
I did.
I got
back
one
back-to-back
wrong.
Weeks sweeping it. I feel like you need some sort of trophy. I don't have one, unfortunately.
A big pig. The 90, can you weigh 90? Can you weigh 90 pounds? Can you lift 98 pounds?
I'll take my payment in bacon.
That's easier to get. So
please and thank you.
The store. All right, sounds good. We'll do that.
Tune in next Friday for more football trivia with sports expert Spencer on Z102.9. Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
More of this Group 7 funny business continues.
I like the way you say that. Funny business.
Because you know what? That's what it is. If you are absolutely confused, then you are...
Welcome.
This is life. Hello. it's a trend on TikTok, basically. If you see a specific video, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, that probably means you haven't seen it and you're not in Group 7. Sorry, loser. I'm in Group 7. So
we're superior, okay?
Well, and everybody's making... It's become a community. It's in every comment section saying... Hey, Paris Hilton, are you Group 7? And
is she?
I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't looked. I've seen a lot
I'd
of...
I'd really like to know what celebrities are in groups.
A lot of the Dancing with the Stars pros I've seen, because they're on my For You page a lot. And then people are, like, deciding things to do as Group 7ers.
Okay, cool. Where are we meeting up? What are we doing?
Well, earlier today, now I haven't heard the aftermath of this, so I'm not sure how it turned out. There was going to be a Group 7 toilet flush. Which I'm proud to say you participated.
I did. Yeah.
There was one guy. I mean, I've seen so many I don't know how people come up with this stuff. This guy was like, do you remember in like, I don't know, fifth grade when you were like, I wonder what would happen if everybody flushed their toilets at the same time? He said, let's make it happen. Group 7ers. If you're like me and I'm like you, like we should be as all being part of Group 7. Let's all flush the toilet at the same time. Now, he posted this, I think, 2 days ago, and he had the date and time. It was 2 o'clock, our time, and he said everybody needs to get flush in their toilet right when the clock strikes 2 or whatever time zone you're in, and let's just see what happens.
Have we heard from any plumbers? Oh, my God. Is there a plumber who listens? Hello?
Have you gotten an influx of calls?
Yeah. How we doing out there? Well, if they're busy, they're probably not listening. Plumbers were thinking.
Well, I know you flushed 3 within the minute, so.
I think we're fine. I started panicking because I really didn't want to get in trouble for that, but because I was like, well, what happens? Like, will they back up?
Well, have you checked since then?
No.
I haven't seen anybody go into the men's room.
Neither have
that.
I. And let's just delete this audio because I, in fact, did not do that in case there is.
There's a video on our TikTok. Go check it out. Like and send to our boss.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't know. I always kind of assumed that our dog Evie was in love with our dog Zaw, but I might have had it wrong the entire time. I think she might actually be in love with the dog that's a block away.
Okay. Go Evie.
And she's never met him.
What? Well, you know, there's a lot of shows like that nowadays. Yeah. Love is Blind.
Love at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Or, yeah, whatever it's called.
I don't know what she's up to.
Something like that. Here's the deal. The only time she's ever met the dog is if we go for a walk around the block. And the dog dogs know when other dogs are in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that dog will go right up to the window and bark at her. She don't care. She just looks and keeps on walking.
What kind of barking are we talking? Like,
rah, 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 rah.
Oh,
does that tell you?
It's not like a little flirty bark?
The other one? No.
Okay.
It's a rah, rah, rah. Does that tell you everything? God, I'm really good.
Not really, but I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, I thought it was really good at dog barking.
I don't know if he was like, oh, ooh.
No, it's more like, get off my front lawn!
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
Got it.
You know, not like, oh, ooh, you're kind of hot.
You're looking kind of good.
Yeah, your fur coat's kind of sexy. However, I feel like her, though, she's kind of like, oh, you're barking at me, aren't you? You know, she's kind of that attitude.
Okay.
But I think she might be in love with him, and the reason why is because this happened 2-3 weeks ago. Made me late for work, that I was taking something out to the car to get it loaded up, and my hands were full, and she went in between my legs as I'm walking out, and then she just darted up the sidewalk. I'm like, even if I was an Olympic athlete, I don't even think I could chase her. Like, she is fast, okay? And then my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I would walked around and tried to find her for like a good 20 minutes, and we found her in someone's backyard. Didn't think much of it until today. Same thing happened. Taking things to the car, she goes between my legs and she runs. I was like, I highly doubt she's in that person's backyard. But I looked. Sure enough, she was.
Interesting.
And she was just standing there, like looking at me like, why are you here? You're stupid. Please leave.
Wow.
So I kind of wonder, is she in love with that other dog? Because obviously that backyard has that dog scent. It's got that dog's business.
So the dog isn't out there. She can just smell the dog.
Uh-huh. The dog was inside.
I don't know.
Why does she keep going back to that one house and that one backyard? Unless, wait a minute, it just hit me. I just thought of it. There's a dead body in that backyard.
Oh, my God.
There's a dead... I'm calling the Marion police.
Is Evie a cadaver dog?
She could be. I didn't know this.
Okay, well, they're not just born cadaver dogs.
Wait, isn't all dogs got good sniffers? She detected the mouse for me last weekend.
Yeah.
I think she can also detect dead bodies. Oh, I'm totally going to say this to every neighbor. I'm totally going to tell them I think there's a dead body in that other neighbor's backyard. Why else does she keep going there, Taylor? She's trying to tell me there's a dead body.
Sniff the doo-doo. Honestly.
No.
Oh, you're about to be that neighbor. It's like, there's crazy old Destiny who thinks there's a dead person under.
Can I go digging in their backyard? Is that illegal?
I'm not paying your bail.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, you could, because tonight, it's not tonight, today, is National Slap Your Coworker Day. Wapow! Now,
everybody's had that feeling, why I oughta, you know? But we're at work and we are professionals.
I'm just trying to laugh and not get myself in trouble. But yes,
it's only human.
It's only human. I'm just...
Quit looking at me. Stop it.
We're going to celebrate accordingly with tonight's trivia question. A recent survey found that 19% of coworkers have gotten into an argument over this. What is it?
I feel sometimes you fight with your coworkers as though they are your siblings.
Don't say that.
I mean, like, you bicker.
I don't see them as sisters.
I'm sorry. Gee whiz. You're texting your guests to 319-200-1029.
That's a weird way to... I don't want to see them as my brothers
and
sisters.
Well, you know, in reality, like, you bicker over stupid stuff with your siblings. It's just work.
Oh.
When you come down to it, you're arguing over dumb stuff, probably.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're related and people are stealing each other's shirts. That's weird.
Today is National Slap Your Coworker Day, and in tonight's trivia question, a recent survey found that 19% of coworkers have gotten into an argument over this. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Today is National Slap Your Coworker Day. Tonight's trivia question. A recent survey found that 19% of coworkers have gotten into an argument over this. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1129 said not responding to emails fast enough.
Sometimes it feels like some people get mad about that.
I mean, yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. Same thing with like phone calls. Oh my God, they never answer their phone when I need them.
Like I was in the shower.
TMI, man. TMI.
3418 said thermostat. I don't even bother because I'm like, I'll just freeze. You know what? I don't want to get into an argument. It's not worth it.
That's why I stand by the office blankie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a cold person, you got to have an office blankie because there are just some people that prefer to be freezing and I don't understand it, but I mind my business. 8830 said, always CCing the boss on emails.
I hate that. You know what? You never know is if they're BCCing.
See, I forget that that's even a real
thing. I always forget that is a thing. And then I'm like, who's BCCing? And I don't know.
Who created BCCing? Because you are shady.
Screw you.
Shady. And you like to cause drama.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes I just want to BCC Taylor just because I'm like, I just
want to. No, I don't want. You know, I hate emails.
No,
I don't
just
want it.
No, sometimes I think about it just so you know. I'm like, just want you to know what I have to deal with.
I don't want. I'm the one that doesn't respond to emails at all.
Okay? I know you are.
I want to go off the grid. It's me.
It is National Slap Your Coworker Day. Sorry, I'm just not getting around to telling you that. Worse for safety reasons.
It's for the best, probably.
We really didn't want to have the cops have to do too many phone calls.
No, yeah, right. No.
A recent survey found that 19% of coworkers have gotten into an argument over this. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up after Taylor Swift.
Do you think the HR complaints went up today because of the National Slap Your Coworker Day? Or do we think they're going to go up tomorrow now that people know? They're like, well. Or do you think it's just going to stay the same, like the average HR complaints?
I think the HR might be the ones doing the slapping. They're like, if y'all don't stop arguing with each other and reporting each other.
Can we have just one day, like, purge?
Oh.
But it's just for work. And we could be just smacking our coworkers.
You know what? And I think that would actually be more dangerous than the real purge. I'm serious. People are crazy.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Someone out there in HR is like, thank you. Thank you so much for not saying anything until like 6 o'clock tonight that it's National Slap Your Coworker Day. You're welcome. But it is, in tonight's trivia question, a recent survey found that 19% of coworkers have gotten into an argument over this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
19% of coworkers have gotten into an argument over stealing things from other coworkers.
Hate that. That's wrong.
Have you ever had something stolen from your desk?
No, I don't think. Well, yes. Okay. It's like random stupid stuff. Like my scissors go missing or like.
Same with Loretta. That happened to her.
My favorite pet. You know what? Like things get misplaced. Are those my personal property? No, they are not. But they live at my desk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can always tell. You're like, somebody's been here. And mm-hmm. I have nothing to hide. But what are you doing here?
I'll admit that sometimes I do.
I know you steal from my desk.
But often. I always put it back.
Mm.
I do. I be doing that. I do.
I think you stole my scissors.
I do grab your scissors. I stay at your desk. I snip what I need to snip, and then I put it back.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I swear on that one. Mm-hmm.
I think this earns me my slap for the day.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.